So I say, praise God.
Praise God.
How many are sticking to the will of God?
Amen.
How many are sticking to the will of God?
Amen.
So I say, the safest place,
safe place
in the whole wide world,
whole wide world
is in the will of God.
In the will of God.
My. So I'm going to say, praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord.
In Proverbs, how many want to have a little bit better life?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I do. All right. In Proverbs chapter 15, I was there today. And it says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. So we say, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. But fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Everybody say,
a wholesome
tongue. You can cut off some of this air, Jesse. We're about chilled enough. I think it's the air in the back there on the other side. Everybody say, a wholesome tongue. You know, that there's a way that we can live that makes things better. So we say the life of faith. And you have to have faith to live the life of faith, to do what God tells you to do. And that's what faith really is all about, is you sticking on the plan of God for your life no matter what. Not turning from the left, not turning to the left, not turning to the right, but staying right on track with the plan of God for your life, knowing that He's a God that takes care of everything. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that. And in order to do that, like if you want to do that, if you want to stay on the plan of God, there are certain things you have to do in order for that miracle to take place. Because the plan of God is the happiest place for you, whether you realize it or not. And the devil does not want you in the plan of God. He wants you miserable. He wants you torn up. He wants you distracted. He wants you out of faith. He wants you out of sync with everything. And every once in a while, you just need to throw in the towel and say, I'm going to stick to the plan of God no matter what. Say, I'm not going to do anything else but the plan of God. And that's all that God wants out of you. That's all God wants out of you is His plan accomplished in your life. That's all you're supposed to do is His plan. That's all you're supposed to do. And in order to do His plan, it says this. Listen, the eyes of the Lord are wholesome. Somebody say, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness there is a breach in the spirit. You're not going to be able to stay in God's plan, you know, and to be at peace about being in faith if you don't have a wholesome tongue. What's a wholesome tongue? A tongue of faith, one that speaks the word of God, one that speaks the promises of God, or you'll get distracted or you'll get lost. It's not just talking about cussing or being mad or doing those things, but somebody say a wholesome tongue. A tongue that's continually confessing the plan of God. That's a wholesome tongue. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going, you know, there's a life that God wants us to have. You know, how many know that at times it may appear, you know, the life that God wants us to have, we have to get it by faith. And it seems difficult. But you know what? You can live that life every day only if you confess the right thing and only if you say the right thing. Somebody say,
fill your mouth
with the good things. So you have to confess. Like if the will of God was for me to teach the people the gospel of Jesus Christ and to reach thousands of people for God. Well, you know what's going to happen? You know what? I'm not going to be able to live that by faith. I'm not going to be able to do that unless I develop a wholesome tongue that says that. You're never going to get what you don't say. You're never going to get what you don't say. You have to get there first by your confession. Confession. Everybody say confession. Brings possession. And if you haven't filled yourself and filled your life with a whole tongue, somebody say hallelujah, you're never going to be able to live the miracle of God for your life. But many times what we do is we get stuck in a rut with perverse tongues and foul words. Somebody say you got to clear. I like what Brother Joel says. He says naysayers. You know, you can get around a bunch of naysayers. All you hear is a negative. All you hear is the worst. You know what that's going to do? That's going to chase you out of the plan of God. That's going to weaken your faith. That's going to stop you from being obedient what God wants you to be obedient in. Amen. If you can't, get away from the naysayers and put a wholesome words in your mouth so that you'd be able to live the life that God wants you to live. Look at somebody and say, you can do it. No matter what. But you're not going to be able to do it if you don't say it. If we don't get positive confession, people, we're going to be in trouble. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. If you don't feel like your life is going anywhere, if you don't have anything, somebody say it's the result of your mouth. The rut that you're in, the situation that you're in, the attitude that you're in, the atmosphere that you're in is nothing but the result of what came out of your mouth. Your tongue is a creative force. You can create things with your words. As God said in the beginning God said, and there was. Well, He gave us that same creative power right now. Some say, so this month and this year, all year long, one of the things that I want to do is I don't want to say anything but the will of God. Whether anything happens or not, at least, some say, at least, I'll speak it. You can accomplish more, but this year, even if you don't do anything, amen, if you don't do anything at all, you can get a long way down the road if you would just do one thing, is start speaking again the plan of God for your life. Not questioning the plan of God for your life, not going through all these changes, speaking doubt and unbelief. But if you just start to speak the answer of God, if you just start to speak the plan of God, that thing will start to manifest. Do you have a wholesome tongue? Do you have a wholesome tongue? What kind of talk do you do? And if you look around, I guarantee you, your lifestyle and everything about you matches your confession. Somebody say hallelujah. But a wholesome tongue. Somebody say a wholesome tongue. Brings about life. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. The sacrifice, let me say the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Abomination to the Lord. That means that you can get, somebody say, out of the plan. You got to pray through to find out what the plan of God is. Do you know that? The only thing God wants out of you is what He said. The only thing God wants you to accomplish is what He put, what word that He has on your life. And there are many times we go about sacrificing things and doing and going through all of these changes, working up this and working up all of that, trying to please God, but never really doing what He told us to do. Some say sacrificial.
Sacrificial.
You know, sacrificing wickedness. And wicked is just off the correct path of what God has for you. There are a lot of people that want to get into a bunch of mess. In the meantime, you know, God is still on my side. I'll sow this, even though I'm right, I'm off. Some say, get it right. That your sacrificial living will be acceptable to God. Isn't that scary? God doesn't want just what you have. God wants you. He wants you to be obedient. He wants you to be willing. He wants you to be open. Somebody say, hallelujah. So that your sacrifices, so that your offering, that your seed would be acceptable in God's sight. So the prayer of the upright is His delight. Some say the way of the wicked. Turns God off. It says it's an abomination to the Lord. Just means it just disgusts Him. Some say, when I get stuck in my ways, ways that are not altered by the control of the Holy Spirit. We say, hallelujah. Even paths that we figure out that we think might be best for us. Every day we wake up. And every day we do stuff. And every day we make decisions and we spend our time on stuff. And most of the stuff we spend our time on is what we think we need. Or what we have to do. But you know what? If it's not what God said, amen, it turns God off. Some say the way of the wicked. We need to get to the point to where we need to develop faith just to do what God said. Some say hallelujah. No helping hands, but just get faith to do exactly what God said and be content that what He requires out of our life will bring us to abundance. Somebody say hallelujah. No matter what it is. But He loveth him that followeth after righteousness. It says, correction is grievous unto him that forsakes the way. And he that hateth reproof shall do what? It's really scary when God grabs a hold of us sometime, isn't it? When God says, hey, I want to shake this out of you. I want to change this in you. No, I want you to do it my way. I don't care. You know, I'm not thinking about what you're thinking right now. My ways are higher than your ways. When we hear those things, we get a little grieved sometime. God, you're a little bit slow. I want to do this. I want to do that. Though God says, listen, I told you to do this. I don't see how that's going to work out. That doesn't pay. We've done that before. We might need to work harder. We might have to do all these other things. And say, what God says is what works out. Amen? And reproof, and he that hateth reproof shall die. How many of you want to die? How many of you want to die? Anybody want to die? Well, you get to the point where you hate God, tap it on your heart. Amen. You don't want to be corrected. You always want to be right. You want to die. And you find people that are dead every day in their lives spiritually. Dead to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. Dead to when God says no. Dead to when God says, hey, that's the wrong way. Hey, that's the wrong one. They just turn a deaf ear to God. Amen? When we turn deaf ears to God's Spirit, we die. I like the way that we say when someone can't hear, we call it deaf. Isn't it funny? The same way spiritual, when people can't hear the sweet Word of God. Amen? And the stability that comes from God's Word. Amen? That leads to death. To death. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of the children of men? A scorner loveth not the one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. Some say, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Some say, a merry heart. The Bible says if your heart is merry, so say the Bible says it, it would show. So it says, well, I got a merry heart, but we're always frowning, we're always upset. So it said, if you're happy, you ought to show it. And it's in the Bible. Somebody say, if you're happy and you know it, you really ought to show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Somebody say, just simple living. If we get joy on the inside of our heart, which is Jesus, our heart, somebody say, our face, our countenance reflects what we have on the inside of our heart. Somebody said, I'm laughing on the inside. No, you're not. Somebody say, miserable face, miserable heart. Happy face. Amen. Most of the time, our hearts are happy. I know sometimes we get depressed and, you know, we have to put on a smile even when we don't feel like it sometime. Amen? But over the span of time, our faces will usually reflect where our heart truly is. Isn't it weird how God designed us? Sure telltale signs of what it's all about. It says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Some say all the days. Some say all the days of the afflicted are evil. You know what I studied? Somebody say, all the days of the afflicted are evil. This one verse was a verse that made me want to teach this tonight. So that we can get ourselves together. How many want to get you together? You know what? You can walk through anything when you're together. When you're together, you can walk through anything, and God will accomplish His plan, and He'll work miracles, and He'll turn things around. Somebody say, hallelujah, as long as you're together. Some say, well, what am I learning about being together? Some say, my mouth and my heart. Things to look out for. Some say, my mouth, my heart, and my face. Things to really guard. If I guard my mouth and watch my heart, you know what I'm saying? My face will reflect some things. Somebody say, how can you tell where your heart is? Look at your face. Somebody say, how did my heart get that way? Somebody say, your mouth. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, what messed up your face? Your mouth. So you can change your heart by developing a wholesome tongue. And I tell you what, when you start to develop that wholesome tongue, it'll lift your heart, it'll lift your face. And you know what happens usually when your face is lifted? Your circumstance lift. You'll get favor with people. People want to be around you. People want to love you. Why? Somebody say, my face. Are we picking up anything? I'm picking this up right here because God's given us keys to get out of some stuff and to win. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By sticking to the plan of God. Having faith to hold on to what God said and not add anything to it. And watching and seeing what happens. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in those things, somebody say, all the days of the afflicted are evil. That's something we need to learn. How many tired of evil days? What brings an evil day? Let me tell you what, afflicted. Everybody say afflicted. You know what afflicted means? Anybody know what afflicted means? Anybody, can you figure out what afflicted means? Somebody say depressed. The Bible says when you look up that word afflicted, it means depressed. When that spirit of depression comes at you, it's trying to get you on an evil day. And you've got to learn to catch it. Somebody say you'll never have a good day. Depressed. Because the Bible says that all the days of the afflicted are evil. That means that when you're under the influence of depression, your decisions are going to be off. Because the wicked way is crooked. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. Are we picking up anything and learning something about this year to come? Why can't I get blessed? Why can't things turn around? Why won't these things happen? Because that spirit of depression gets you in you. And as long as that spirit of depression is there, it says that all the days of the afflicted are evil. That's why the spirit of depression is a nasty dog. And you got to look out for it. And watch. And you can find out, I guarantee, if you had an evil year, you've had depression lurking in your life. And it came on you as a thief in the night with thoughts. Why did those depressive thoughts come on you? Why? Most of the time, you weren't confessing the things of God. You weren't confessing the Word of God. You weren't around people that were confessing. You might have been around people that confessed to be Christians or people that want to go to church, but they might not have been confessing Christians with a good profession of faith. If you're not around in an environment where there's wholesome tongues, glory to God, you're not going to hear the Word of God. When you don't hear the Word of God, you're going to hear the word of hell, and you're going to descend. And when you descend down, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get depressed.
Amen.
And there is no way that you'll ever have a good day with the spirit of depression in manifestation. Some say,
all the days
of the afflicted are evil. Have you ever met people? How many seen people around here? We have a tendency around here. We have our up days. We have our down days. And we've learned to accept those down days. Thank God we're not taping tonight so we can confess it. Amen? But you see, what's wrong with this one? This one's depressed. And when they're depressed, what happens? They usually leave somebody. They stopped going to church, stopped reading the Bible, quit something, get mad. Somebody say evil. They never make good decisions while they're under the influence of depression. But God's trying to tell you, somebody said, you better stop getting in that way. You know why? Because all the days of the afflicted are evil. That's why I made up my mind. I just said, I'm not going to be depressed. Glory to God, because I'm tired of evil days. We think that depression makes our days evil. I mean, that evil days bring depression. No, it's opposite. Amen? Depression brings about evil days. Depression will come on you with thoughts and ideas and things because we haven't been listening to the Word of God and we haven't been confessing the Word of God. And those negative thoughts come to us, and those negative thoughts bring the evil day. So say depression. Bring evil days. Evil days don't bring depression. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart, somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Some say, he that's of a merry heart, have a continual feast. Amen. That means you might be broke. Whatever is evil, if sickness is evil, is sickness evil? Depression will bring sickness. Is being broke evil? Yes. Depression. Somebody say hallelujah. Losing all the problems in your life are the result of spirits of depression when you really think about it. But the Bible says, he that have a merry heart. Somebody say a merry heart. See, it's dealing with our inside. Amen? You got to talk yourself happy, singing to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Somebody say a merry heart. Has a continual feast. You can't expect your feast to start until you get a merry heart. You cannot expect your feast, that abundant life that God wants you to have, to start until you continually make up in your mind you're going to have a merry heart. And when you make up your mind you're going to have a merry heart, somebody say, the feast begins. Somebody say, hallelujah, this is good. This is good, isn't it? But he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. That means there's no breaks for those evil days. So say, a merry heart is a choice. How do you want to live? So I figured out in this verse right here, well, man, if I had some crappy days happen this past year and some things that I didn't like happen and things weren't completely going my way, I can't blame anybody. I got to look at myself. Have I had the wholesome tongue that God tells me that I should have? Amen. Didn't say just have everybody else talk to you. It said speak to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Have I been confessing the Word and the will of God as what God says I should? Amen? How many of you want to live by faith? Faith and confession. You have got to stop lying to yourself. I tell you what you see around about you, that's all subject to change. If you start confessing what you see about you, you're lying. Because that's not the plan of God. The things that we need to be talking about and the things that we need to be speaking are the things that God said should be. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, guess what? Your outward atmosphere, glory to God, should make you, amen. Glory to God. Somebody say praise the Lord. It's too quiet in here tonight. Amen. This is good old faith teaching. Amen. Good old faith teaching. Somebody say, you can talk yourself out of this. If you talk the Word of God, and you get everybody else to talk it. I've been in some situations with some people, glory to God, and everybody got it in their mind. We've never had a time when we said, hey, let's everybody just talk it. We've never had that in the history of Nations Church. They've learned certain things, learned not to say bad things. We try to teach people to a certain point where they had faith and confession. No longer speak the negative, just not speak the negative. But that's not good enough. You have to speak the Word of God. You have to speak the power of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you don't say it out of your mouth, it will never manifest in the natural. But if you start to confess it, guess what will happen? You'll start to be living it. It'll start to happen round about you. Somebody say, I am. Making it. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I'm holding on to.
I'm holding on to
the word of God, the will of God, I will never be shaken. The devil steals nothing from me. Things are getting better day by day. No harm comes upon me because I trust in God. This is the worst that it will ever be. Glory to God. Because now it's getting better. How many of you stop thinking like that? Stop saying that. Did you wake up this morning and say, listen, I'm getting the contract today. You know, I'm getting the loan today. I'm going to have favor today. This thing's going to turn around today. I'm getting the check today. Amen. Things are working out today. Something's going to happen today. What did you confess? It's an expectation. See, you won't get that Holy Ghost expectation until you get a confession. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you have a confession? And see, I wouldn't confess anything but the Word of God. Now, you can wish and dream all you want to, but you better find out what the will of God is for you. Because I don't want to be confessing anything that's not the will of God for me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes, you know, the will of God is what's blessed. The will of God is what's blessed. So many times we confess a bunch of stuff and it's not for us. And all you're doing is wasting your time. You got to find out what God has for you. And that's what you need to confess. Because that's where you'll be blessed. I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. It takes faith to hold to God's plan for your life. Because you can get distracted looking at everybody else and what everybody else has got going on, what everybody else is doing, and waste your time thinking that you're going to end up slack. God's got a blessing for you. That's what you need to hold on to. Some say, I don't have to do anything. Absolutely anything. But what the Holy Ghost told me to do. Hallelujah. How many are getting excited about that?
Amen.
Boy, how many are going to learn to relax this year?
Amen.
How many are going to just learn to relax, stop working yourself over, going through a bunch of changes?
Amen.
He'll lead you and guide you if you're willing to be obedient. Amen? Somebody say, I just found out my life's going to be a whole lot better than it is. Somebody say glory to God. I'm going to get in all kind of mess. Glory to God. Yes, I didn't tell you to do all that. You're supposed to do this. What else? Did I say anything else? Somebody say glory to God. You just have to stick to what God tells you to do. I said, you can't be blessed like that. Boy, I gotta get with it. There's no way we can be blessed like that. He said, because you've been doing so much. Don't do so much. Just do what I tell you to do. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. But it'll all fall apart. It will fall apart with you doing everything you think you have to do. Learn. So say, you can work your fingers to bone. If it's not what God tells you to do, guess what? Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. So say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If he called me to teach the word, guess what? That's what I have to do. Told me to sing and worship him, that's what I have to do. That's where I'll be blessed. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got to learn the same thing. Somebody say, that's faith. A lot of times we want to do things in the flesh and call it faith. But faith is being obedient to the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, hallelujah. Doing exactly what Jesus said do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not running off on rabbit trails, not doing all this other stuff, but sitting back, relaxing, and just enjoying life and trusting in the Holy Ghost. Well, if you don't help out, you don't do something, it'll all shut down. Well, it's just going to shut down. Somebody say glory to God. But I'm going to hear the Holy Ghost and trust in God. And that's what's going to make it pull together. So often we lose faith and lose confidence because we don't think that God is strong enough to handle his business. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are so many people who want to work it up, and that's how the devil runs you. Anybody been run by the devil? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not running people and going crazy and pressure and all this stuff. If it's a bunch of pressure, it's not the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stick with Jesus.
Amen.
Are you learning anything tonight? I am. I'm just feeding you like I got. Somebody say, so I refuse to be depressed because I can't have a good day. Say, God can't bless the depressed. So say, look at somebody and say, God can't bless you like that. You got to come out of that. Somebody say, glory to God. Keep getting all worked up and getting upset, getting depressed. Stop feeling like you're going to go on and oversleeping and going through all this other mess. You're going to just stay right there and rot. God will never bless it. All the days of the afflicted are evil. And we think depression gets God's attention. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Somebody said, with joy will you draw from the wells of life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With joy we get to draw from the wells of life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you want to improve your life, you better get happy. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you're ever motivated, I'm going to make things better for me because I'm tired of this miserable. I just can't take it anymore. I was just so sick and depressed. That's never God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody say, he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures in the trouble therewith. That a trip right there. That's a good scripture. Now, we're talking about developing faith to obey the Holy Ghost. First of all, everybody say this. God wants you blessed. And everybody can be blessed. But you can only be prospered as you figure out what God told you to do. That millionaire status that God claims that some people should have and will have, amen, that will only come about as they figure out what God told them to do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But listen to this. Better is little with the fear of the Lord. See, we always want to get a lot. And we'll do anything to get it. We'll do anything with ourselves. We'll do anything with our time. Frustrate ourselves. We'll wear ourselves out to get a little bit more. How many messed up this year because you were trying to get a little bit more? I mean, dumb things that we do just because we wanted a little bit more. So say, better.
Better.
So say, better.
Better.
Say, better again.
Better.
Better is a little. Better you to stick with your little bit of stuff with the fear of God over your life. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If all I get is a little bit of money from doing this little ministry, amen, and this is what God told me to do, somebody say, my life is going to be better. With this little bit of stuff, as long as I'm fearing God. There are a whole lot of people that got a whole bunch of junk going on. Somebody say amen. A bunch of junk, a bunch of mess, a whole bunch of stuff, and no fear of God. They wonder why their life is so messed up. Somebody say, don't be greedy. How many want the good? The good. Somebody say the good. Better is little with the fear of God. Never let your abundance, amen, get in the way of your fear for God. So to say hallelujah. God's trying to tell us something there. Well, if I just do this, I can get a whole lot more. But you better fear God. You better ask permission. So to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get all tempted, get all worked up. Oh man, I'm going to get out of there. Somebody say, no, I fear the Holy Ghost. What do you want to do with my life? What do you want to do? You can't just make any kind of decision and think you can get away with it. Somebody say, fear the Lord. The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. So sometimes we fear God, and it looks like, somebody say, the fear of God will have us settle for what it looks like less sometime. Somebody say, hallelujah. Taking a different path or a different plan. Somebody say, amen. Well, I make more money doing this. If I just go over here, somebody say, But the Lord's leading me to go in this direction. Some say the fear of the Lord. Better is little with the fear of the Lord. Amen? So I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. Because I'll tell you what, if you fear God, you'll be blessed. You fear, if you develop faith, you got to have faith that your obedience will bring you abundance. Well, I don't see how it's going to happen. Well, whoop-de-doo. Most of the time, some say, neither do I. But he said it would. So that's what you need to stick to. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great troubles. Amen. Than great treasures and the troubles therewith. Somebody say hallelujah. What it say? Better is a dinner of herbs with the where love is. Now we know that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to just be obediently loving God by staying in obedience? Okay. Better is herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred thereof. Somebody say I'm a mover and a shaker. You better watch out for this mover shaker mentality. That's that ox represents. I can get some stuff done. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Are we learning anything? Learning about keeping a good confession, keeping the life of faith, keeping a merry heart, keeping a happy countenance. Amen. It's learning that, amen, it's better to have a little with the fear of God than have great treasures and trouble. Am I saying throw away your prosperity? Absolutely not. But it's also saying, listen, a dinner of herbs where love is, better is dinner of herbs where there is love than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. There are so many people that just get off the path of God for their life. They miss it. They haven't learned to water their heart, to nurture themselves. They're probably doing the wrong thing with their life. Therefore, they're always messed up, always mad, always angry because they got the whole weight of the world on their shoulders. Somebody say, hallelujah. You just get hateful. Why? Because they haven't learned to trust God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So let's learn not to be around these stalled ox with a lot of hatred. Amen. It says, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Somebody say glory to God. A wise son maketh glad a father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Somebody say, folly is joy to a man that is destined. Somebody say, folly is joy. Folly is repeated stupidity. You know, the things that we go through, you know, there are people that get upset, so we're going to go clubbing. You know, that's not the right thing for you. That's not what God has for your life, but you're going to jump in it anyhow. God said, don't be yoked together with unbelievers, but you're going to go find yourself a mate that ain't saved. Doesn't want anything to do with God, but you're just going to keep rolling after it. Say, folly. And you think, you say, well, I enjoy it. Let me tell you what. People that are void of wisdom, amen, enjoy folly. Somebody say, stupid people. Say it again, stupid people. And they're stupid because they refuse to allow the Word of God to get inside of them. Enjoy folly. I mean, seeing people that just enjoy it. I mean, you couldn't pull them out of the club because they're so, they just enjoy it. I love it. Why? It's because they don't have the wisdom of God on their life. They don't have a plan of God for their life. They don't have the will of God for their life. So the only thing they can enjoy is missing it with everybody else. Some say, when you give people good wisdom, they won't enjoy folly so much. This is good teaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. So when you find people that are just out there They're out there and they just enjoy wrong. You can pray that Ephesians prayer. Lord, I pray their mind would be enlightened with the Word of God. Amen. That they might know with the height and the depth and all that. What is that scripture? Amen. You can pray that for the enlightenment prayer. I can give it to you right now. When you find somebody say, when you see these symptoms, these are prayers that you can pray over different people to help them when they get stuck in certain situations. Amen. I'm not going to read it to you. Amen. But I do want you to be able to help people. How many want to be able to help people? I only got two chapters of the book of Ephesians. Amen. But thank God. It says Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 2, straight to Thessalonians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I got that one. Amen. And this is a good scripture. When you find people that enjoy folly, it's a very dangerous thing when they enjoy missing it. Amen. Oh, help us, Father. They're doing the wrong thing, but they're getting so much out of the wrong thing. They feel fulfilled in the wrong thing. They feel satisfied in the wrong thing. And they can't even hear God's voice because they enjoy it so much. We can pray this prayer, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Some of you want to pray this over your children. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling. Somebody say, glory to God. And what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Somebody say, hallelujah. So when you see people that enjoy folly, just go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, and pray that. And just confess that prayer over and over and over again. And you know, God will set them free. I see one I got somebody's name over that right now. I had a roommate in Bible college, amen, that was changing his career every 3 days and just going crazy from pipe organist to whatever else it was. Until I realized that I could pray this prayer. And you know, I just wrote my buddy's name right there in my Bible. And when I would go and pray, I would just read it. And I'd say, I thank you, Father. I cease not to give thanks for Kyle, making mention of Kyle in my prayers right now in the name of Jesus. And you know, God will turn it around. Somebody say, hallelujah. You're almost out of here. But it's good to hear these things. Anybody with me?
Amen.
Glory to God. But a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counsel, they are established. So say, a man hath joy. So say, joy. Say it again, joy. There is something supernatural about joy. And we're hearing a lot about joy. And we had a great flow of the spirit of joy on Sunday night, didn't we? God's got a supernatural life for you this year. You can have it. You're not going to get it from anybody else. You're going to get it from God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And it said, like when we said before, a merry heart, he that have a merry heart have a continual feast. How many want the continual feast? How many want the continual feast? I want the continual feast. It's not too late for you to have this continual feast that God said you have. But it says, somebody said, the answer, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many need a word in due season? How many know it's time to be blessed?
Yes.
So, do you think it's better? Do you think things could be better? Do you see the devil out there trying to run in and trying to do everything he can do to stop you in your tracks, to stop the ministry, to stop the work of God, to stop the plan of God in your life, to hinder people? You know what somebody said? You can have joy by the answer of your mouth when you're depressed and the devil's trying to get you down and bring an evil day on. Somebody say, it could be better. Somebody say, hallelujah. How many want to chase away an evil day? Well, open your mouth. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost on it. You can go home whenever you want. Just leave an offering. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you can have joy right now by the answer of your mouth. When you're depressed, you get weak. All you want to do is sleep and slack and get depressed. You don't feel like going on. You don't feel like doing anything. Amen. But the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you feel weak that you can't go on and worn out and tore up, somebody say, you better put the right answer in your mouth. Yeah. Somebody say, glory to God. How many need a little strength tonight? Well, get the right answer in your mouth. You have joy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By the answer of your mouth. You can't give up yet. You can't quit yet. Glory to God. God's not finished yet. God can do anything.
Amen.
He can give you strength. He can give you power. Some say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. He'll win in the long run. Amen. And you can have that just by putting the right thing in your mouth. Some say, what you got in your mouth is better than what you have in your hand. What you have in your mouth is better than what you got in your bank account. What you got in your mouth is better than what you have in your head. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you feel better about that?
Amen.
Well, I don't have nothing. Praise God. What you have in your mouth will always be better than what you have in your pocket. What you have in your mouth should always be better than what you have in your head. Hallelujah. Somebody say it's better. Glory to God. Make sure you have a better confession in your mouth than what's going on around you. Amen. If your confession does not over-succeed, amen, what you got going on around you, you're in trouble. So I'm saying, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good. Somebody say, how good is it? The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Somebody say, departing. How to get out of hell. Somebody say, let's get the hell out of here. Amen. Look at that right there. Somebody said, the way of life is above to the wise. We're trying to learn how to live be above stuff. Stop seeking down and being depressed and cast down and worn out and all this other stuff. Somebody said, let's get above it.
Amen.
Let's get above it. How many of you want to get above it? Some say, let's get above this situation. We can. We're going to stick to God. Woo! We're not going to be deceived. We're not going to be stressed out. Glory to God. We're not going to be chased off. We're going to hold on to the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody, let's get above this. We're going to win. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. What did you say, brother?
I said, at least for tonight.
Yes, we are. Glory to God. We're going to win tomorrow. We're going to win. We're going to stick to Jesus.
Amen.
God's going to pull it out.
Amen.
How? I have absolutely no idea. But he will. He's done it before. He'll do it again.
Amen.
And he'll do it again. And he'll do it again. And he'll do it again. He's going to turn it around. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And how well he turns around depends on where you end up. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You don't even have to help him out. You just got to have faith and confidence that he'll do it. Somebody say, I'm about to get above this. Glory to God. Somebody say, let's get out of hell. Exactly. That's a good statement. Somebody say, let's get the hell out of here. And it's right here in the Bible. It's right there in the Bible. Somebody say, hallelujah. Aren't you? See, the devil will trick you. He said that you're going to get, this is the way out. This is the way out. Glory to God. Mortgages, if it's that, or whatever it is, you know. I'm talking about me here. I'm not messing with anybody else. This is the way out. Over here. Over here. Amen. Nikan. Over here. Come on. Over here is the way out. Look over here. Look over there. Shut up. Stick to the will of God. Stick to the plan of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the way out. Somebody say hallelujah. How do we get? The way of life is above to the wise. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. That he may depart from hell beneath. Somebody, you got to get above on the inside of your heart.
So you got to learn to rise above it while you're still in it. Somebody say, glory to God. So you got to learn to rise above junk while you're still in junk. Somebody say, hallelujah. You got to learn to be in the mess, but have your heart rise so high above it. Amen. Then you get to depart from it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace. They didn't get out of there. They didn't get out of there until they got above it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. They praised God in the midst of that mess, and before you knew it, the doors were open and they were out. And everybody else, they even tried to open the doors. They were consumed by it. Some say, I'm going to get above it while I'm yet in it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, you expect to get saved. You don't have to wait. You got to learn to get above junk while you're still in it, to where it never affects you, never messes with you, never distracts you from what God said. You can't afford it. Get above it before you can. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stick to the plan of God and you'll see God manifest himself. These are the times when you can see Jesus. These are the times when you can see his power. Not when you know everything's going to be together and everything, because you can blame it on situations. You can blame it on the crowd. You can blame it on the account that just came in. Amen. But when you see God come through when there's no other way, somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
You can be blessed right in the mess.
Amen.
See, a wise, somebody say, it says this, the way of life is above to the wise. Somebody say glory to God.
Yeah.
Somebody say, I'm wise. I'm above all this. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm above this. Amen. That he may depart, glory to God, from hell beneath. Somebody say, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You're going to get challenged this year. You're going to get things come at you that are going to try to make you depressed and do all this other stuff. But you got to have the wisdom of God. Get above it. So you depart from the hell. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm teaching good tonight. Hallelujah. Because we're going to learn to win this situation. Amen. I'm feeling good in it. Amen. It says this. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. It says the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. But the words. Somebody say the words.
The words.
Say the words.
The words.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say forget your thoughts. Get to the word. He doesn't want you to try to figure out how to get into it. Now, what are we going to do now? Oh, you just ticked him off. How are we going to turn this around? Nobody in church tonight. How are we going to turn? You just ticked him off. Stop thinking about mess you ain't got no business to think about. The thoughts of the wicked. Somebody say, when you start about getting off track, if it's got you off track in the slightest bit, amen, it's wicked. Glory to God. You stick to what he said. Worship him. Praise him. Teach the word. Hang on to it. Somebody say,
hallelujah.
Some of the thoughts of the wicked are an abundance. See, if you got a shadow of turning on the inside of you, shut up. Stop thinking. Amen. See, you'll turn God off with that mess. Don't get to think. You can't outthink him. You just get distracted. You think you're going to try to work it out. If he said it, he'll do it. Don't even think about it. Just walk. How are we going to turn it around? Do what he said do. Don't think about it. Amen. You just obey. We mess things up so much trying to work things through and process things through. I'll do this, I'll do that. You shut up and you just stick to the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Our thoughts are an abomination. See, we're learning how to move on. Amen?
Amen.
Say, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Somebody say, but the words.
Word.
Somebody say, the words of the pure. We're getting back to confession. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Stop thinking, start confessing. What do you confess? Somebody say pure. You're not. See, it's his word in you that's on the inside. God, you said I'd win. God, you said I'd prosper. God, you said you'd take care of me. God, you said you'd give me this house. God, you said you'd turn around. That's what you need to do. Somebody say, stop thinking about stuff. Stop trying to work stuff out and start confessing what God said. My child's acting up again. Now what do we need to do? Get out of that thought, glory to God, and start confessing what God said. What did the Lord say? Hallelujah. So say, I'm going to stop thinking of myself into trouble. That's where you get into trouble. I got an idea. Oh, boy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Good Lord. Amen. Stop thinking about stuff when you got a word on it. I think that's what made us mess up so much around here at this church. us thinking about stuff and we had a word. I think we ought to try this then. Amen. That ain't happening fast enough. What do you think? what do you think? Well, I didn't thought it up. Amen. Well, stop thinking about stuff when problems come and start confessing the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise. Because many of the things you thought about didn't come to pass anyhow. So say glory to God. Everybody thinking, pretty soon it'll all be stinking. It's the truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His ways are above our ways. There's nothing we can do but confess. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Woo, glory to God. Quite frankly, I don't care what I think. And if I don't care what I think, don't even think twice. I'm going to care what you think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's just start confessing the word. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You should be the same way. You should be the same way. Somebody say, give me the word. Glory to God. See, that's how we get so messed up. We let people just trip us out and get us all tripped up. Glory to God. You better get a confession and hold on to it and watch what God does. How many times we just got lost? Some of y'all been in here for a long time. People come through where everybody's got a plan, right? Well, I think, you know, they didn't thought it up and didn't work. And then after they thought it up, didn't work, gone off someplace else. When somebody gets to thinking, you start confessing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. The words of the pure are pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth give shall live. Some say, don't be greedy this year. This is teaching us something. We got all kind of mess around here. We got some of the greediest dogs. Somebody say hallelujah. And you know what? Is for as much as you're greedy, you'll only have trouble. You'll only have trouble. You better learn to stick to the will of God. Remember it said, amen, better is to have a little bit with the fear of the Lord. There are a lot of people that slapped God in the face because they wanted some more. And all they did was pick up big trouble. Amen. I'm talking trouble. Amen. Oh, we got trouble right here in River City. Glory to God. Amen. Because they've been greedy of gain. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We're almost there, people. We just studied this one proverb today. You should have read it anyhow. Amen. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are broken. He that is greedy in trouble is only he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous. Some say the heart of the righteous. So say, how many want to be righteous before the Lord? Listen, the heart of the righteous studies the answer. You're not going to get it overnight. Stop just spitting stuff out. Study to get the plan of God. Study to get the word of God on the inside of you. Amen. Some say study to answer. Study to come back at the devil when he comes at you. Glory to God. Study so you know what to say when the devil tries to get you off track. Study to know so that you know what to say when depressive thoughts come to you. When that spirit of depression comes at you, tries to give you a look. Somebody say study.
Study.
So you can pass your tests. And most of the tests that we get in God are, what do they call, audible tests or verbal. What do they call them? Audible, but we can take them audible tests or verbal tests. Huh? Verbal tests. Some say, you got a verbal test coming. So you better study as to how you're going to answer. How are you going to answer tomorrow? Have you studied today so you know what to answer tomorrow? That's why you're getting the word tonight. That's why you're here. Somebody say, study. So that you're able to answer. Because it's what you say that's going to make the difference. Glory to God. Many of us have been stupid. We didn't have anything to say, so we just agreed whatever thought was coming. Yep, you're right, Mr. Devil. Well, I guess blah, 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 because we didn't study. But we hear messages like tonight, amen, that tell a wholesome tongue. Somebody say glory to God. That studies the answer. Somebody say mouth. Everybody point to your mouth. Say, it's getting better. I'm getting you under control. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, huh? So say, and I know some of those mouths are ready to say, oh, no, you're not too. Hey, that's what you think. Yeah. Somebody say hallelujah. We're getting there. Amen. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. See, if you haven't made up your mind, you're going to study what to say out of your mouth. You will constantly pour out evil things. If you haven't studied the Word of God, amen, meditated in the Word, meditated in the prophecy, meditated in what God's going, if you haven't previously studied, when you're confronted with a negative situation, when things get real crazy, when you have to give that right answer, answer of anger, or whatever else it is, you're not going to give the answer of the Lord, the Word of God. You're just going to pour out evil. How many are tired of pouring out evil? Somebody say hallelujah. How many are tired of it? Amen. Amen. Well, you'll do that over and over and over again unless you realize how important your mouth is. And if you don't study confession, somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, you'll pour out evil. And you'll eat your words. Somebody say hallelujah. What you put out of your mouth, you're the one that's got to live in it. You put out a bunch of negative because you're just constantly pouring it out, glory to God, you're going to be surrounded with all of those words. Amen? How many ready to study? I'm not preaching something to you. I'm preaching it to myself too. Boy, glory to God. I'd hate to see my life right now in the realm of the Spirit because I haven't had the tongue that God wants me to have in the area of confession. But we're going to change that in Jesus' name. That's a good confession. You hear that? Somebody say hallelujah. Good things are happening today. Great things are happening today. I'm blessed. Somebody say, and overcoming. Amen. I'm in the will of God. I'm in the plan of God. I don't miss it. Glory to God. People are hearing the Word of God. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost is flowing. Amen. If you don't know what to answer, amen, listen to the last prophecy you got. You just repeat it over and over again. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eye rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Somebody say, hallelujah. A good report makes the bones fat. That means prosperity. A report is your confession. A negative report dries up the bones, but a good report will make the bones fat. Well, our bones are kind of dry lately, amen. We don't have a good report. But if we get a good report, glory to God, God promises us prosperity. Let's fill our mouths with good things. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. It'll take a while to build it up. It'll take a while to build it up. But as we do it, we'll experience it. Amen? Hallelujah. All we got to do is say it, and we'll experience it. The ear that hears the reproof of life abideth among the wise. See, and this teaching is kind of a reproof, telling us where we need to go. Amen? But he that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that hears reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction in wisdom. Somebody say, and before honor. Somebody say, before honor is humility. That's a powerful scripture right there. Before honor is humility. How many of you want to be honored? Amen. Before honor is humility. You got to humble yourself to stay in the Word of God, to stay in the will of God. Amen. Amen. And if you're being honored before you've had to walk in humility, that's not God. Somebody say that's a trip. It's a lie. It'll all fall apart. Amen. Lord strips us and takes us down. He humbles us and lets us know who He is. Amen. And lets us become totally dependent on Him. Then after we learn those lessons, amen, then He's able, amen, to allow us to walk. Because He can trust us at that point. Amen. Then He'll honor you with the things you need to be honored with. Glory to God. How many of y'all enjoy that tonight? Amen. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Some say, I'm feeling. Y'all have to say it real loud. Some say, we learn.
We learn.
About confession.
About confession.
What I say.
What I say.
Is what's going to be.
Is what's going to be.
And I'm going to say.
I'm going to say.
The will of the Lord.
The will of the Lord.
Out of my mouth.
His word.
Will be my word.
Be my
and the word that I speak.
Will
manifest.
Will manifest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Fill my mouth with good things. Hallelujah. Thank you for helping us. We believe you, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, thank God for delivering us from being naysayers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Into being people with wholesome tongues. Glory to God. Say, I have a good confession.
I have a good confession.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd love for you to practice that just a moment. I want you to think about the situation you're dealing with right now. Difficult situation that you're dealing with right now. Amen. That thing that might cause you maybe even to get depressed or get upset. Amen. I want you to speak a positive word over that thing right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to speak the word of God because it won't change until you do. It won't change until you do. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost burning on the inside as I said that. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that right now. God said, I won't change it until you say it. I won't change it until you develop a confession on it. Amen. I'm not going to move on it until you confess it. I won't move on it until you develop a confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, you got to speak it. Glory to God. You've got to speak it. Glory to God. I won't even touch it. There have been some things I've been willing to do, but you haven't had the confession. Glory to God. You have not had their confession. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That brings about possession. So you haven't been able to get your hands on what I have for you. Amen. Because you haven't yielded your mouth. Amen. To the good things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, catch it in your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to catch it with your mouth before you can put it in your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to say His will. Yes, the people of God will be strong and be green and grow flourishing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, change that confession even now. Hallelujah. New revelations. New revelations. New revelations. New revelations are coming. New revelations. New understanding. Your life's going to start to improve because you're learning about confession. You're learning about confession, and good things are going to start to manifest. Doors are opening up. Doors are opening up. See, God couldn't give this teaching to you earlier because you wouldn't know how to handle it. You'd been dangerous, glory to God. But God softened your heart to some things. Amen. You've grown up in some areas. Hallelujah. You've grown up in some areas. You're not just seeking your own desires, glory to God. But there's nothing more you want than the will of God. Therefore, God's going to give you a power and give you authority. Amen. Reveal some things about you and turn some things on. Hallelujah. That you might be able to confess the will of the Lord, that you won't waste your words, glory to God, but your words will be confirmed, hallelujah, with Holy Ghost manifestation. Yes, sir, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, Mahana, we shall be blessed in the plan of God. Hallelujah. Just say it. I will be blessed in the plan of God. I will be blessed following the will of God. I don't have to do anything else but obey the will of the Holy Ghost. That's where I'll be blessed. I will not be tempted to stray, to go to the right, nor to the left, but I'm going to stay right in the center of the will of God. The devil will not steal from me. I'm on the increase. Even now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to stick with God's plan. Hold it together in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for maturity, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and just open your mouth just for a moment and speak some good things. Hallelujah. We got two of you over there. We want to hear it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother, just step out and I want you to speak in tongues that I want you to count and I want you just to start to speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just lift up your hands and start to speak in the Holy Ghost. That's your job. Don't you know that? Hallelujah. So say hallelujah. That's your job. Amen. So God called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just go out with boldness or go in obedience. Hallelujah. Sufra mahanda da dum se da hand in the hand. Ye come on home, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then speak it. Hallelujah. Sutra and Lustarahan, the He is in high. Brosanahan.